Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, dedicated school leaders. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to your Morning Boost, your daily source of practical wisdom and inspiration designed to empower you in your crucial roles. We are continuing our week-long dive into the March edition of the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. Again, if you do not already subscribe to this newsletter, click on the link in the description and we will get you hooked up. While you're there, check out some of the previous issues and all of the resources that are available on the GLS and AWB websites. We've got a lot of stuff out there to try to help you in your mission. Today, we're going to discuss Justin Bariso's Inc.com article, Why Emotionally Intelligent Minds Embrace the Three Question Rule. We're going to explore this concept just a little bit deeper and see how it aligns with broader research. Now, let's revisit the core idea. So Justin's three questions are, what happened? How did that make you feel? And what do you want to do about it? Bariso emphasizes that this just isn't a formula, it's really a framework for demonstrating genuine empathy. And empathy, as we all know, is the cornerstone of effective leadership. One of my favorites, Brené Brown, famously said in her work, The Power of Empathy, she states, empathy has no script, there's no right way or wrong way to do it. It's simply listening, holding space, withholding judgment, emotionally connecting, and communicating that incredibly healing message of, you're not alone. Now that quote, it really encapsulates the spirit of this three-question rule. It's not about following a rigid script, but about creating a space for some genuine emotional connection. Now consider the research on active listening and frankly, on emotional intelligence. Studies consistently show us that leaders who prioritize these skills foster stronger relationships. We also improve communication and we create a more positive organizational climate. For example, research by Daniel Goleman, a pioneer in emotional intelligence, his research highlights how leaders who demonstrate empathy build trust and loyalty amongst their teams. In our school settings, this translates to teachers who feel supported, students who feel heard, and parents who feel understood. When we use the three-question rule, we are actively engaging in active listening, and we're demonstrating emotional intelligence. Let's think about a common scenario. A teacher comes to you visibly upset about a classroom incident. Instead of immediately jumping to solutions, or unfortunately, sometimes we start assigning blame, instead, let's start with this question. Tell me what happened. This simple question opens the door for the teacher to share their perspective. Then you ask, how did that make you feel? This validates their emotions. It shows them that we acknowledge their experience. And then the third question, what do you want to do about it, empowers them to help take ownership and participate in finding a resolution. This approach not only addresses the immediate issue, but it also strengthens our relationship with the teacher. It's going to help foster a culture of trust and collaboration as we work through that solution together. The beauty of the three-question rule is its versatility. It really, honestly, can be applied in many situations. It can be applied from resolving conflicts like we talked about before to providing feedback or even just simply checking in with a colleague. It's a tool that helps us move beyond the surface level interactions and helps us build a deeper, more meaningful connection. As we navigate the complexities of our day, just try to remember the power of these three simple questions. They can transform our interactions and strengthen our relationships and really ultimately create a more supportive and effective school community. Just remember that true leadership, it isn't always about making decisions. Many times it's simply about connecting with people on a human level. If we embrace this three-question rule, we're going to take a significant step towards becoming a more empathetic and effective leader. Thanks for listening to us. Stay tuned again tomorrow for yet another impactful tip from the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. Again, if you haven't subscribed, click on the link in the description and we will get that sent to you right away. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening, all of you school leaders. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.